Hey, well, good morning, River Church. Welcome to TRC Online. Welcome to this day after Christmas. I hope you had a great Christmas hanging out with your friends, your family. Maybe you were skiing or just going to the movies, eating a lot of great food, opening some awesome presents. My hope is that you took some time to reflect on the reason for the season, right? Emmanuel, God with us. And maybe you're saying happy birthday to Jesus. I'm not sure what you did, but I hope you took some time and reflected on the reason for all of this, and also that you had a great time and a lot of fun. But in this season that we're in, we are now after Christmas, and we are about to go into January 9th, the annual TRC fast. That's right. We're going to be taking 21 days in January, starting January 9th, and we are going to be doing our fast. I want to talk about that today. I want to dig into the whys we fast and what we're fasting for this year, some of the reasons for fasting from a biblical standpoint, maybe even some physical standpoints of why fasting is a good thing. But today, I really want to hit this idea of fasting, the spiritual discipline of fasting, and touch on why we do this as a church. If this is your first year with us, you're going, whoa, fasting, I'm so unfamiliar with doing this. But if you've been with us for a while, you by now should be ready to go on fasting. But let's just start with prayer. And from there, we'll get into this conversation this morning. Let's pray. God, I thank you for today. I thank you for this opportunity that we get to hang out together, that we get to spend some time digging into a subject that you show throughout Scripture its importance. Lord, would you just speak to our hearts today? Would you open our ears to hear and give us understanding as to why fasting is important? We love you, Lord, and we submit this time to you in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, hey, before we get started, because you are watching online, if you are watching on Facebook or YouTube, I want to invite you to be a part of the conversation. Would you just comment below, write texts or comments about your opinions of fasting? Maybe you've fasted in the past, and just share with us your testimony as to what God did in your life during the fast. All right? We'd love to hear from you as we engage in this conversation today about fasting. Now, as I talk about fasting, for many of us, when you hear that word, it is almost like a cuss word, right? You go, fasting, I don't like this. We always think about food first. When we hear about fasting, we think about food first. And I think that's because from a historical standpoint, we haven't always had the Facebook or the Sports Center or any of those things that we choose to kind of, well, I'll just abstain from that for now. But we always go to food as the first issue or the first reason or the first thought when it comes to fasting, which is a good thing. And when we think about food in terms of fasting, it's hard. Denying yourself the very sustenance of life. I mean, you're giving up the energy to do anything. You're giving up the good tastes in your mouth. You're giving up all of the meals, the birthday cakes, the anniversaries, all of this stuff. When it comes to food, it's a very important part of our life, not just from the physical, but I think somewhat of an emotional side too. I think of myself in this that, admittedly, I will emotionally eat. You know, if I'm having a bad day, there's nothing like a bowl of ice cream, right, to satisfy some of the sadness or the struggle that you're having, that I'm having. But also, yeah, it's a part of life. Food helps us live. So when we fast, it does crazy things to our bodies because our bodies aren't used to denying ourselves food. One of the things that happens is that as you fast, your body has an issue with regulating temperature. You're not burning all of those calories that you just are consuming all the time, so your body actually is a little bit colder. And so now that we're doing it in January, of course it's going to be colder. So I would encourage you to put on an extra layer, or maybe you can wear your jacket or a sweatshirt around the house, but some way to help keep your body warmer. Some people may feel initially some lightheadedness and they may feel a little dizzy because of the lack of energy or the lack of food. Because it's a 21-day deal, sometimes you stand up too fast and you get a little lightheaded because you lack the energy that you may normally be used to because of all of the food that you're eating. You know, one of the weird things that happens when you fast is that you get a coating on your tongue or you get really bad halitosis. You know, this stuff just starts to happen to you. You're like, why is this going on as I'm fasting? It's just really weird. And you know, the term hangry, because you're hungry, you get angry, and so then you can kind of lash out at people. Well, when you're not eating all of the time, it's going to get emotional. And people get angry because they don't have food in their system. And I will be totally honest with you, I love food. So when I'm dealing with fasting, I get frustrated. There's been times where while I've been fasting that the rest of the family was eating while I was not. I just would have like a glass of boiled potato water. I mean, it was really gross. And so I'm drinking this potato water while I'm looking at my family who are eating grilled cheese and tomato soup. And one of my kids is just kind of looking at the food going, ew, gross, I don't want this. Well, as I'm drinking this nasty water, I'm looking at the fact that they're just looking at their food saying it's gross. And I got frustrated. I'm like, you will eat your food right now. And it was one of those situations where Jill kind of looked at me and was like, you need to chill out. I'm like, I know, I'm just hangry. I don't have any food in my system. I'm drinking boiled potato water. It was gross. Anyway, there are some negatives to fasting, obviously, but let me tell you, there's way more benefits to fasting, not just from a physical standpoint, but also from a spiritual standpoint. But I want to just touch on a little bit of the physical to start with. You know, there is all of these toxins that we ingest in our food, preservatives, garbage, you know, just things that food dyes, all of this stuff we will take in, even the sugar that we eat and consume, the refined sugars and things. Well, when we're fasting, our body is actually purging this stuff. It's getting rid of these toxins. That's why the halitosis is so bad. That's why the coating comes onto our tongue, is that our body is saying, oh, finally, I get to get rid of this stuff. I don't have to store it anymore. And so our body is purging the yuck out of it, which is a very good thing. It also, you lose weight. I mean, that's an obvious thing, right? It's like, well, I'm not eating, so therefore I'm not putting in the calories, and I'm going to be, my body's going to start taking care of the fat stores that I have inside my body. So yeah, you're going to lose weight. This is a good thing. I mean, most of us tend to store quite a bit of extra. And I will tell you that while fasting, your body begins to consume that extra, and you will see the benefits, the positive of that weight loss. So those are some positives on a physical side. On a spiritual side, let's be honest here. There is a deeper connection with the Lord. The reason for that is that when you are literally removing that fleshly issue of food, when you're taking that out, you are dependent on God for all the energy that you have. I mean, you are literally going to the Lord with your very sustenance. And so when you are seeking His face because of fasting, there is just a deeper connection, a closer relationship. You've gotten rid of that layer of flesh because of the food. It's gone. And so you tend to focus more on the Lord. I mean, it might start out with you just going, oh God, I could just use a cheeseburger right now. This is so painful. But in any case, there is a deeper relationship, a deeper connection from the Lord, which then allows you, and this is so cool, allows you to hear God better. And I don't know anybody that would not want to hear more from the Lord in terms of just seeking Him and wanting to know His will for our lives. And so when we're fasting, we tend to hear from the Lord a lot more clearly. Well, I want to look at some scriptures and some purposes behind fasting from the Bible. And as I share these, I'm going to read some of the scriptures, and some of them I'm just going to give you the Bible address, the reference to where to find it. But I will have all of the Bible verses inside the River Church app. Real quick, you can find that by going to trcdurango.com and scrolling down until you find Download the Church app. If you have it already, those notes are in there and you can access them to look at the scriptures that I have posted inside the app. So let's just look at these verses and these reasons, these purposes that we can find for fasting in scripture. The first thing is that in Exodus 8:23, it talks about strengthening us in prayer. And let's just be honest for a minute. When we are fasting, we should be communicating with the Lord more. And as we are communicating with the Lord more, there is a strengthening of that that dialogue, right? And I say dialogue because as you are praying, you should be maybe not necessarily hearing the audible voice of the Lord, but you are getting a sense of the things that He is wanting you to hear from Him. Maybe while you're reading this scripture and you're praying and you're like, God, would you show me this, that, or the other thing? And you look in scripture and that verse just jumps out at you and you're like, okay, I get it. But there is a strengthening of your prayer life because you are really relying on that that back and forth relationship with the Lord. In Judges 20:26, it says this. It says, then all the Israelites went up to Bethel and wept in the presence of the Lord and fasted until evening. They also brought burnt offerings and peace offerings to the Lord. Now you see in this scripture here, we're talking about they want to know what God is up to. They are seeking the Lord. Many times when we fast, we are fasting to hear a direction, seeking His guidance. We'll fast because we want to know, should we take this job or should we stay in our existing job? Should we go into this relationship or not? Should we do this financial thing or not? I mean, there are all sorts of things that we want to know from the Lord. We want to hear His will for us. And so when we fast, we can have that deeper relationship with Him to seek His guidance in our lives. Another way another reason why we would fast is to express grief. In 1 Samuel 31:13, it talks about that. But let's be real. When we're grieving, we may not be as hungry. I mean, I know that I talked just a little bit earlier about when I've had a bad day, I might want some ice cream. But there's also a point to where when the grief is so deep that you just lose your appetite, and there's some time that it would be more appropriate to just take that time and cry before the Lord and just lament with Him. And just share the sadness and the deep hurt that you might have in that moment with the Lord. And fasting would just break some of the, just you lose the distraction if you're just eating all the time. Instead of eating your emotions, you fast and you give those things over to the Lord and you feel the feels. 2 Chronicles 20:3-4 talks about seeking deliverance and protection, that you're wanting to be set free from something. Maybe you're fasting to ask God to deliver you from an addiction, a food addiction or something else. You can go before God and say, God, I want to give this over to You, and I'm asking You to help deliver me from this situation. Maybe it's some things going on in your life that you're wanting deliverance from, you're wanting protection from, any of those things. So 2 Chronicles 20:3-4 talks about seeking deliverance and protection. In 1 Samuel 7:6, it says, so they gathered at Mizpah, and in a great ceremony drew water from a well and poured it out before the Lord. They also went without food all day and confessed that they had sinned against the Lord. It was at Mizpah that Samuel became Israel's judge. A purpose for fasting? To repent and to turn back to God. It may be that there is some situations in your life that you know you've blown it, that you've walked away from God and done some crazy things, and you're going, I really need to just come before the Lord with clean hands and a pure heart and an empty stomach. I mean, there is something to be said to the Lord about your seriousness in the actions that you are taking by fasting. And if you are saying, I'm going to fast and really dedicate this time before the Lord and really confess the sin in my life, the things that I've done, this is an important aspect to fasting. And in all of these things, I want to just tell you that God is hearing your prayers. This is, once again, an opportunity for you to get closer to the Lord because your flesh has been removed. You're taking that desire for food out of the equation. So we repent and we return to God with fasting. Another purpose is that we will humble ourselves before God. 1 Kings 21:27 through 29 says that when Ahab heard these words, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and fasted. He lay in sackcloth and went around meekly. And then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite. Have you noticed how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself, I will not bring this disaster in his day, but I will bring it on his house in the days of his son. There is something about fasting and saying, I want to fast to humble myself before the Lord. And again, notice, God saw that humble heart, that humility that Ahab had, and he answered that moment. He answered those prayers of humility and responded in kind because of that. In Nehemiah 1:3-4, talking about expressing concern for the work of God. In Isaiah 58:3-7, we fast to minister to the needs of others. We may fast because we are wanting to see friends of ours come to know the Lord, or friends of ours who are sick and hurting, and we are contending, we are standing in the gap for them, and we're fasting and praying for their deliverance, for their freedom, for their healing, for their ministry. And it's an important aspect of fasting that we are actually standing in that gap for others. In Matthew 4:1-11, overcoming temptation and dedicating it to God. I mean, when we are fasting, we definitely are asking the Lord to free us of some of these temptations that we may have in our lives. Again, I will talk about myself and the food, the temptation of food. There's a lot of late night snacks. There's a lot of just mindless eating and the temptation to pacify my emotions with a bag of chips and salsa. And when we are fasting, we're asking the Lord to free us of those temptations. It could be all sorts of temptations. Temptations to go online, and you may be struggling with pornography, or you may be struggling with alcohol addiction or drug addiction. These are things that are very serious, and I want to encourage you to consider, while you're fasting during this time, to present these temptations before the Lord and ask Him to free you. Ask Him to remove those things. And I do pray right now for the miraculous to happen. In fact, I think that in this moment right now, I believe that there are some of you in here that will find deliverance, find a new freedom from these temptations, from these addictions as you fast. So if you're hearing this and you're like, man, I want to be set free, I want to just encourage you to start praying now and asking the Lord, Lord, how do you want me to fast? And we'll talk about that in just a second, more into that. But I want to encourage you to start praying that way right now. Luke 2:37, another reason to fast is just to say, God, I want to worship you. I want to be closer to you. I want to just take some time and develop this relationship with you. So fasting can even be just a time of worship and saying, God, I worship you with my whole self. And I want to just remove the things that could hinder, could distract, could take away from that relationship. And so we would fast for just the simple purpose of knowing God more and worshiping Him. So these are the accounts through Scripture, and I want to encourage you to read through the ones that I didn't read, and it makes it very clear, these Scriptures make it clear, that God responds to His people when they fast. God listens. He moves. He responds. And my hope is that as we are fasting and as you're fasting and praying, that you will have testimonies to share at the celebration Sunday at the end of the fast. That there will be things that God will have delivered you from, spoken to you, encouraged you in. Some of the things in the past that we've experienced is that we've seen brain tumors disappear. We've seen relationships restored. We've seen some amazing things that God has done. And I also see that because we fast corporately as a church, there is a growth, there is a maturity, there is a setting apart that God does and has done in the past at the River Church. So this is an important aspect of all of this with us, is that we see God respond to the fasting of His people. Now, as I say this, I want to make it very clear that this is not something that we take or do lightly. We do this to give the Lord our firsts for the year. This is similar to our giving financially. We're giving physically to the Lord to say, God, I want to give you my first, my best. And the desire and the understanding of this is that you would take care of the rest, that you would just speak into my heart, that you would grow this relationship, that you would free me from some of these temptations, that you would move in my friends' lives, that you would give me direction for things. I mean, all of that stuff. It's important that we take it seriously and not flippantly just go, I'm just doing the fast so I can lose a little weight and, you know, get healthy. Remember, those are positive side effects of fasting, but we do this in this time of the year for the spiritual side of it. All right? So, we talk about fasting, and your initial thoughts are fasting is about food, but at this point you might be going and thinking, trying to justify, well, I'll fast something, but I don't know that I necessarily want to do food. Well, I want to just encourage you to think about this, and instead of just like fasting Facebook or social media or creating selfies, I don't know, making videos, whatever it is that you're wanting to abstain from. And notice I said abstain from, I didn't say fast. Maybe it's SportsCenter, maybe it's watching TV, maybe it's instead of watching shows, you read your Bible. Those are all great things, but when I'm talking about fasting, I want you to consider something that is food focused. Now, there's different kinds of fasts. There's a whole fast. And a whole fast means no food, no water, nothing. And really, the body can't sustain that for very long. That might be at most 3 days that you would do something like that. But I do not recommend a whole fast. There is the fast where it's just water. And that's in Scripture, that people don't eat anything. They just drink water. That's, again, it's about a 3-day deal. In that, from that standpoint, or a week can do that. Other fasts are what we call a Daniel fast. A Daniel fast is where Daniel in the Old Testament didn't eat any meat, and he didn't eat, drink any wine. He just focused on eating fruits and vegetables, and that's something else that you can consider doing from a biblical kind of fasting. Some other kinds of fasting, some other things, you may give up breakfast and lunch and just eat dinner. You may decide, I'm not gonna eat food until sundown. It might be that you just say, I'm going to just do juice for the next 21 days. There's all sorts of things that you can do. And I don't want to limit or make you think that because I'm asking you for this 21 days, that my assumption is that you are going to and that you have to fast for all 21 days. You know, if you've never fasted before, try it a day. I think everybody can fast at least one day out of the 21. Maybe you're going, you know, I'll fast three days a week, or I'll fast 5 days a week. Maybe you'll just fast on Sundays or Mondays out of the 3 weeks of fasting. However it is, I want to encourage you to try not eating for an extended length of time to where you feel the need to eat. You feel the feels you feel the pangs of hunger, and your body is wanting to eat. So I want to encourage you to give up food in some form during this fasting season. Yes, I will accept the fasting alcohol, that is a food, or fasting sugar. I mean, I think that'd probably be even more difficult. But whatever your fast, make a point to finding some way of denying yourself some sort of food, some sort of sustenance that without it, you really, really, really notice the emptiness by not consuming it. All right? So do that. I also want to just tell you that we are going to be having a devotional in the app. And if you are familiar with our app, awesome. You can go into the notes and you can find, or the blog area, and you'll find the devotions every day during the fast season. If you haven't accessed our app or downloaded it, you can go to any web browser on your phone and type in trcdurango.com and scroll up until you see the area that says download our church app. It'll walk you through the process and you can get the app from there. So we'll have blog posts on there and devotionals for you to access throughout the fast time so that it allows you to grow in this season. So this plan for this year, what are we focusing on as a church? We're focusing on family. We're focusing on our relationship with God and our larger spiritual family. We're focusing on our biological families and how we can grow in our relationships with one another as we are growing in our relationship with God. And then also, because not everybody is married or has kids or any of those types of things, or you're disconnected from your parents, we also want to talk about the family of choice. So it's not just about the spiritual heavenly family or the physical family, it's also about those people that you engage with every day, be it your coworkers, your friends, the people that you surround yourself with. We want to be able to have time to pray and to seek the Lord when we're engaging with those relationships. The main scripture that we're going to be focusing on while we're praying is Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 9. You may have heard these scriptures before, and it says in verse 5, "And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. And you must commit yourself wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you are going to bed and when you are getting up. Tie them on your hands and wear them on your forehead as reminders. Write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." In essence, what we're talking about in this season is, in all that we do, let's focus on the Lord. Let's focus on what He's asking of us. And kind of three areas that we can look at in this scripture is talking about worship, worshiping God, focusing on Him and exalting Him as we are engaged in everyday life. And then with our family and our friends and all of that, that sharing, that talking with one another, that reflecting on the things that the Lord has spoken to us in our lives. And then also not just sharing with one another and talking about it, but engaging with it, walking in it. You know, as you are on the road, as you're at home, as you're going to bed. And so how can we prepare for this? Well, I want to just tell you that you need to be praying. You need to be seeking the Lord. Ask Him, God, how should I be fasting? What kind of fast do you want me to do this year? Do you want me to to start the whole thing with just 3 days of just water, and then do like a juice fast, or do like just dinner every night. God, do you want me to do a Daniel fast? What kind of fast, Lord, would you like me to do? And I just want to encourage you to seek Him for that direction as you're going about this decision, which is a big decision, 21 days. And so I just want to encourage you to ask God. I also want to say that for many of us, fasting can lead to some medical issues. And so if that's the case and you're concerned, I want you to talk to your doctor about it and ask him or her, hey, I want to do this fast with my church. Is this something that I can do? Can I fast a day? What would you recommend? And there might be some, I know that there'll be some great advice and wisdom given to you by your doctor if you're concerned about fasting and what would be an appropriate way to fast for you. So do that. And then also, finally, mentally gear yourself up, psych yourself up. It's January 9th, so we have some time. We roughly have 2 weeks before the fast. So, you know, get in all of your food and the things that you want to eat before that. But then psych yourself up and say, okay, for the next 21 days, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get it done, and I'm going to press on and press in to the Lord. All right? Well, guys, that's it. I hope that you will join us in our fast this year. And please hear this too, that if you're not going to fast, that's okay. Don't think that because you're not fasting, that you're not allowed at church. By no means is that the truth. Fasting or no, we want to come together as community and be in church together. So don't think that you are going to be judged by not fasting, okay? So we just want to do this, and as a church, we've been doing this for many years, and it's just been an amazing, amazing spiritual discipline that we can engage with, and it has just brought about a deeper relationship with the Lord overall in our church. So, y'all, that's it. I'm so stoked for this year. I hope that you had a great Christmas once again. I hope that you are still with us in this service. And for those of you that have stuck it out to the end, thank you. Let me just close in prayer, and then we'll call it for the day, all right? God, I thank you for today. I thank you for this opportunity that we have to come and fast. We have to learn about you, to grow in you, and to just have a deeper relationship with you. Would you just honor our choice to fast this year? And Lord, would you speak to our hearts? Would the miraculous take place? And would lives be transformed because of the fasting that is happening this year? You are good. And we love you, Lord. And we thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, thanks for being a part of church today. You know, if this is your first time, we'll see you right back in church on January 2nd, 10 a.m. So this was just, it's just a once a year deal that we close the church down now for just to honor all the volunteers because of Christmas Eve. And so we hope that we will see you in the new year and celebrate 2022 together in style. All right, you guys, well, have a great rest of your day. And enjoy the rest of the week. We'll see you again January 2nd. All right, y'all. God bless. Have a great rest of your day.